Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 6 o'clock as we enter the small house, halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Rush Gook, lingering over his evening meal. The young man has a volume of vigorous fiction propped up before him, and he reads absorbedly as he demolishes a piece of pie. And here's his mother approaching. Listen.
We got company, Rush.
Have we?
Uncle Fletcher's out on the front porch.
Oh?
Come out and help me entertain him.
Okay.
Oh, well, finish your pie first.
Well, I am finished except for one bite.
I just ran in to make sure I turned off my oven. I knew I turned it off. Would bet anybody $9 million I turned it off. But a person have the slightest doubt about something, they're just not easy in their mind till they've checked up.
Had you turned it off?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm getting like Ruthie in her letters. She'll put on a postage stamp and look at it 18 times to be positive she has put on a postage stamp. And call me to witness she put on a postage stamp. And by gollies, once she's dropped the letter in the mailbox, she begins to get apprehensive she forgot to put on a postage stamp.
What's new with Uncle Fletcher?
He's going to stay all night with us.
Yeah?
He showed up out in front with his valise just now. Nightgown and easy slippers and things inside.
What's the idea?
Another one of his notions. He decided we needed a man in the house.
Well.
Come on, let's go keep him company. You'll start feeling neglected.
How about the supper dishes?
We'll do them later.
For a man in the house, huh?
Ain't that crazy? Gov's been away almost a whole month now. He's due back in a few days, and right on the tail end of it all, Uncle Fletcher makes up his mind we ought to have a man here nights to protect us.
That's like Uncle Fletcher.
Yes. Sadie, I said to my landlady this evening, Miss Keller, my niece's husband is out of town, and her and her little boy are all alone nights. I believe I ought to pack my valise and go over and stay with him.
Who's he hollering at?
Didn't he say Bluetooth?
Bluetooth in Peoria.
Oh.
I believe Rush is inside eating his supper, Bluetooth.
Wonder who that is.
Well, maybe Bluetooth got back from Peoria.
He only just left at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Hello there.
Evening, Rush. Finished your supper, did you?
Yeah.
Fine. Your friend Bluetooth Johnson just come along the other side of the street.
Did he?
Yeah, you can still see.
Who is it?
Willis Rohrbeck.
Bluetooth's a good boy.
Uh-huh. Bluetooth's okay.
Say, Uncle Fletcher, I forgot to ask you. How about a piece of apple pie?
No, thanks, Sadie.
It's very nice.
I'll be pushing my supper pretty close later, helping a pie.
Well, maybe a little bit later.
Fine. I brought my valise, Rush.
Yeah, Mom was telling me. I understand you're going to stay tonight.
Uh-huh. Notion hit me you ought to have a man in the house with Vic away and all.
Oh?
That's what notion hit me at the supper table, Sadie.
Did it?
Yes, it did. I was just about to put a bite of beefsteak in my mouth. I laid down my knife and I said to my landlady, Miss Keller, I said, my niece's husband is out of town and her little boy are all alone. They ought to have a man in the house, by George. Ought to have a man in the house, by George.
Mm-hmm.
She agreed.
We're real glad to have you.
Uh-huh. I'll take my valise upstairs directly.
All right.
I'll take my valise upstairs now.
No hurry.
Bye.
Uncle Fletcher, this afternoon in Tapman's vacant lot, me and Leroy Snow had a discussion
That's
about
so?
This. Yeah.
No, Sadie, one reason I decided to come spend the night with you and Rush, I noticed this evening where the paper stated sharp thunderstorms.
Oh?
Women and children are timid about thunderstorms. Man in the house during thunderstorms makes them more easy in their mind.
I'm not afraid of thunderstorms.
Neither am I. Never have been.
Bye. No, come up heavy rain later on with lightning and wind. Just remember, I'm in the next bedroom going back to sleep.
Okay.
There's nothing to be scared of. Same way with burglars.
That's something I am afraid of.
Uh-huh. No, you see any burglars skulking around. Just remember, I'm in the next bedroom going back to sleep.
All right.
I'll handle Mr. Burglar.
Measure Scott was telling about some burglar in Burlington, Iowa that made the mistake.
Indeed, every time.
Uh-huh.
Talking about being timid when it comes to thunderstorms, old Sadie, do you remember Ernie Femer there, Dixon?
No.
Brother to Art Femer that always wore 5 neckties when he dressed up on Sundays?
No.
Ernie Femer wasn't afraid of snakes or mad dogs or wildcats or nothing. But he was afraid of thunderstorms. Come up a thunderstorm, and Ernie Feamer would go home and crawl under the bed every trip. Done that even when he was a man 46 years old.
Oh, just think.
Eunice Raypold's awful scared of lightning and thunder. I've seen her in algebra class where she trembled.
Sure, you remember Ernie Feamer, Sadie.
The name don't sound at all familiar.
He married into the Beefy family.
I don't even remember the Beefy family.
Walter M. Beefy.
He was the fellow that drowned in the Missouri River, wasn't he?
Yes. Walter M. Beefy got drowned in the Missouri River.
And he had a brother.
He had a brother that got drowned in the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Had another brother that got drowned in the Mississippi River.
Uh-huh.
Had still another brother.
Yeah.
Had still another brother, Sadie.
Yeah.
That never got drowned at all.
Goodness.
Walter M. Beefy.
Mm-hmm.
I better start thinking about taking my valise upstairs, likely.
I'll do it, Uncle Fletcher.
Uh-huh. Works out that way sometimes. What time do you folks generally turn in?
Oh, it varies.
Varies, huh?
Yes. Every once in a while, we'll go to bed as early as 9:30 or 10. Of course, if Mr. and Miss Stembottom are here playing cards or company's present, maybe we won't go upstairs till...
I saw Ted this afternoon.
Who?
Ted.
Ted Stembottom.
Oh, Fred, Uncle Fletcher. His name is Fred.
Fine. He's very affable. Cracked a joke or two. What was that joke about the horse he cracked?
Uh-huh.
What was that joke about the horse Ted cracked, right?
I wasn't there.
A very funny joke, whatever it was. Very funny joke.
Yes, sir.
That Ted is a card.
Uh-huh.
Ought to be thinking about bed, I expect, pretty quick.
Bed?
Fine.
Well, it's not 6:30 yet.
I don't think it's even 6:15 yet.
Time a fellow locks up around and stuff, he's liable to find out it's later than he thought.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, you're welcome to turn in any minute you feel like it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I'll go to bed at 6:30.
No, time a fellow locks up around and stuff, he's liable to find out it's later than he thought.
We only got two doors to lock.
Put the milk bottle on the porch and so forth.
Well, that don't take but a second.
Clock's got to be wound up. Bedroom window's open to get the breeze. Fellow's liable to run into a knot in his shoestring. That gets late time you add it up.
Maybe we ought to start preparing for bed around noon.
Yeah.
Talking about knots in your shoestring, Sadie, I'll tell you another story on Ernie Feamer.
All right.
Ernie's brother Art used to tell this story on Ernie. Probably you recollect Ernie Feamer's brother Art.
No, I don't believe I do.
Put on 5 neckties when he dressed up nice for Sundays?
No.
Art Feamer didn't stay in Dixon long. Moved to Bible City, Kentucky on his 21st birthday. Married a Kentucky woman, according to what fellas say. Kentucky woman, 18 years old. No, take that back. It was a Tennessee woman he married. A Tennessee woman, 18 years old. Her father was so loose-jointed, he could lay down on the ground and spell out the letters of the alphabet just by writhing and twisting his body and legs and arms.
Heck, he could.
Yes.
How would he shape himself into the letter M?
I.
An X.
Uh-huh. No, but this story they tell on Ernie Feamer seems he got a knot in his shoestring, and there wasn't any button hook or nothing handy, and he struggled all night long before he got his shoe off. He got his shoe off at 6:00 in the morning, and at that very minute, the alarm clock went off, and he had to put his shoe back on and go to work.
My stars.
I'd have just slept in my shoe.
Ernie was very sluggish on the job that day. Every once in a while, he'd look at his foot and say, "Darn you, you a rotten old shoe, you." I'm astonished you don't place Ernie, Sadie. Married into the VP family and all. Walter M. VP. Got drowned in the Missouri River.
You gonna tell that again?
Looks like it.
Had a brother that got drowned in the Ohio River. Had another brother that got drowned in the Mississippi River. Had still another brother, Sadie.
Yes? Yeah.
That never got drowned at all.
Land.
Walter M. Beefy.
I guess Uncle Fletcher's right about the thunderstorms.
Yeah.
See how it's clouding up over west there?
Uh-huh.
We can use nice rain.
Feel a little easier in your mind with the man in the house, Sadie?
Yes.
Notion hit me at the half-wit supper table. I laid down my knife and I said, Miss Keller, my niece's husband's out of town, and her and her little boy are all alone. We've all packed my valise and spent the night over there. She agreed.
She's a very fine landlady, Miss Keller.
Yes. So, Rush, if you hear lightning and thunder later on, just remember, I'm in the next bedroom, going back to sleep.
Okay.
Happen to see burglars skulking around, pay no attention. I'll be in the next bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I'll settle Mr. Burglar's hash. Well, Sadie, shall we commence thinking about turning in?
It's not 6:30 yet, Uncle Fletcher.
Aye.
I'm not going to bed at any 6:30.
Uh-huh. Time for a locks up, Rob. Winds the clock, puts out the milk bottle, raises the window to get the breeze and so on. He's liable to find out it's later than he bargained for.
Mm-hmm.
You say you had an extra piece of pie out in the kitchen?
Yes.
Don't expect to push my supper too close so I eat it now.
Not at all. Do you want to go out in the kitchen, or shall I fix the plate and bring
it? Little Tooth Johnson across the street again.
That's Willis Rohrbeck, Uncle Fletcher.
Uh-huh. Hey, Big Bluetooth!
It's not Bluetooth, it's Willis Rohrbeck.
Why? Better get on home, Bluetooth. Looks like rain. Bluetooth's a good boy.
Yes, yeah.
He is. Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house, halfway up in the next block.